Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome to a Baseball is Pregame show. Happy to go through a little song and dance with you. But actually, we have some items to cover, some things to discuss, because you're going to see over the course of, 24 hours, basically, two of the best pitchers in the game not throw against one another, but the respective teams. Tarik Skubal was to go tonight for Detroit. Andrew Heaney for Pittsburgh. That has, as you know by now, been wiped off the board because of the forecasted inclement weather in the Detroit area. So they've postponed things. Tonight's game will be made up tomorrow as part of a split doubleheader. The Thursday game will remain as scheduled. That was a 1:10 first pitch, and that would have featured Paul Skenes pitching against a to-be-determined Detroit starter. Well, that's just going to get bumped back, essentially, from the Pirates' perspective, to Game 2, which will be played at 5:40. So Game 1 will feature the Pirates sending Andrew Heaney against Skubal. So the matchup that we'd have tonight in what is essentially now the second game of the series, and then the third game of the series, Skenes versus a to-be-announced starter. You think that you'd arrange the deck chairs and have Skenes against Skubal, but it really makes a lot of sense because the way that Skubal's been pitching, the best chance to come away with a victory is to have Skenes throw against somebody else. And as we've learned the hard way, it's not a foregone conclusion when Skenes pitches against anybody that the Pirates will support him with enough offense to win the game, but let alone Tarik Skubal. So you almost punt on that game that Skubal's throwing. And what he's been doing has been nothing short of Arrieta, second half of 2015-ish, 7-2 with a 199 earned run average. And I'm going to compare the two, Skubal versus Skenes here, in our discussion here, which will have wide open lines at 412-928-9370 to talk anything and everything Pirates. You can get whatever you need to get off your chest if you want to talk about the game itself and what Skubal has done, how intriguing he is. If you want to weigh in on really who the best pitcher is in baseball, that's, I think, a conversation worth having as I lay out some of the information. We'll also go through what would have been the starting lineup and some of the moves that the Pirates made today, with Brian Reynolds going on the paternity list and Billy Cook coming up from AAA Indianapolis to take his spot, conceivably for a very short period of time. Donnie Kelly did speak to the media. We'll roll that information back to you, and you'll hear from Billy Cook as well, who's been very, very good. 271 on the season, 21 RBIs, but so far in June, number two in minor league baseball with a .458 batting average, .536 on base, 22 hits in this month alone. So a well-deserved promotion for Billy Cook, who by far and away is the hot hand, maybe in the upper levels of minor league baseball, but certainly on the AAA Indianapolis roster. And it's nice that somebody has kind of knocked the door down, because the Pirates are in need of any and all reinforcements that they can get offensively. And we've kind of gone on and on and on and said it so many different ways how the Pirates have failed offensively. Last night, no exception, a 7-3 defeat to the Tigers, where the Bucks went in order the final four innings and in 6 of 9 in that Game 1 defeat, where they're now sitting at a 29-45 record. So that's what's on tap here for today's program. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette is also going to stop by a little bit later on, but you'll hear from Donnie Kelly, you'll hear from Billy Cook. We'll take your phone calls at 412-928-9370, but coming up in just a moment, and on tap, brought to you by Coors Light and the Boulevard Lounge in Brookline, where they'll enjoy spaghetti and meatballs every Sunday, a terrific special you want to take advantage of. We're going to go through Skenes versus Skubal, and since he's throwing tomorrow, many of you might actually miss that game. You're working, doing other things. In the afternoon, you'll have an idea of actually what the Pirates are going up against now tomorrow as opposed to tonight. And if you're just tuning us in, tonight's game has been washed out. We're playing a doubleheader tomorrow, 1:10 first pitch, with Skubal and Heaney squaring off on KDKA Radio at 100.1 and AM 1020. And then we'll have on 93.7 The Fan, the nightcap of that twin bill in which Paul Skenes will take the ball for the Pirates, 4-6 with a 178 earned run average. Detroit will name that starter maybe tomorrow morning. Perhaps we'll find that out a little bit later on tonight. So, Pirates, Tigers, no baseball tonight. Doesn't mean we can't talk baseball with you in what is a baseball-less version of the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show presented by Keystone Custom Apparel. Dan Zangrilli with you for a little while here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thanks for joining us. Pirates, Tigers rained out, but we'll still talk a little baseball with you. 412-928-9370. Dan Zangrilli with some open lines if you want to have a discussion on the Buccos, who check in at 29-45 to the middle game of this three-game series, which will be played tomorrow at 110 on KDKA Radio. Pirates are just 10-26 on the road, 19-19 at home. Fifth place, 16.5 back in the Central. Their next loss will match the longest skid that they've endured under manager Don Kelly. Tigers, best team in baseball, 20 over 500 at 47-27, 9.5 game lead in the American League Central, 25-11 at Comerica Park after yesterday's 7-3 victory over the Pirates. Paul Skenes throws the nightcap of the twin bill tomorrow. It's Skubal versus Heaney in game one coming your way tomorrow. That was to be the matchup tonight. And as far as Skubal versus Skenes and rearranging the deck chairs, Pirates decided not to do that. We'll ask Noah Hiles about that. He'll join us live in Detroit coming up a little bit later this hour. But just wanted to go over Skubal's numbers, 7-2 with a 199 earned run average. Compare him to Paul Skenes because I think it's a unique conversation. And we're not going to get the, at least this time around, matchup that we so desired. But they are objectively the two best pitchers in baseball since the start of last year. Skenes with a 189, Skubal with a 226, lead Major League Baseball in ERA since really the start of 2024. Skubal is 25-6, going back to last year, basically the time that Skenes breaks into the league. He has a 226 ERA, a 230 fielding independent pitching, strikeout rate of 31%, walk rate of 4%, opponents hit 200 against him. OPS is 539. This is a 45-game sample size. Skenes' sample size is 38 games. The Skubal OPS, I said 539. Skenes, 532. The Skubal opposition batting average against is 200. Skenes is 189. Skenes a slightly higher walk rate at 6.1%, but when you talk about Skubal, he hardly walks anyone at all. We're going to get into that in a moment. Strikeout rate, Skenes, slightly lower. And when I say slightly lower, 0.6% lower as far as strikeout rate is concerned. 31% strikeout rate for Skubal, 30.4% for Skenes. Fielding independent pitching, the FIP statistic, which basically takes out a lot of the extraneous variables like poor defense, things of that nature, some ballpark factors in FIP, which many believe is a better indicator of performance than a so-called ERA. Skenes a slightly higher FIP, 2.46 to Skubal's 2.30. The ERA, however, Skenes has Skubal beat by a good margin, a 1.89 career earned run average in those 38 career starts to Skubal's 2.26. And Skenes, as we know, is just 15-9 wearing a Pirates uniform. But Skubal has been on a stretch here that is, objectively speaking, better than anything that Skenes has done. And we know that Skenes has been spectacular, and he has been historic. Skubal is right now on a stretch that the closest thing that I've seen to it in my lifetime is what Arrieta did in the second half, or let's say for 4.5, almost 5 months in that 2015 season that was the undoing and the dagger in the Pirates' 98 win campaign, getting that in that one game elimination contest at PNC Park in the wild card game. But here's Scooble over his last four starts, 3-0 with a .29 ERA. He's given up just one earned run in 30 2/3 innings. And he started 13 games. Tigers are 9-4 in those contests. As mentioned, he's 7-2 this year for the best team in baseball. But his last four starts, I said the .29 ERA, but here's what he's done. 9 innings against the Guardians, a complete game shutout, just 2 hits. 7 shutout innings against the Kansas City Royals, just 2 hits. Gave up a run over 7 2/3 innings against the Cubs. These are all good teams. At the time that he was facing them, they had winning records. The Orioles, the exception as far as winning record is concerned, but still, maybe they're on the coming up here. 7 shutout innings. He has gone 9-7, 7 2/3, 7, and he's given up one run in his last four starts. He has a mere 9 walks in 90 1/3 innings this year. 2 of them came in his last start. 3 of them came in his second start. So everything else, he's basically not walked anybody. 13 games, 5 of his 9 walks coming in a combined 2 starts. So he is, and it pains me to say, right now, and we discussed it last hour, if you were with us the entire time when I was on with Andrew and Jeff, if there's one Major League Baseball-wide Cy Young to win, and the two finalists are Skeens and Scooble, it's going to Scooble. Yes, because of the success of the Tigers. Yes, because of the win-loss record. But even if those weren't variables and factored into the equation, and we could really put our trust in the sports writers to dig a little deeper, peel back the layers of the onions, those cracks between the keys, find those, little things that show what a good pitcher is, those who take their vote semi-seriously, or at least have a deeper understanding of baseball, which, again, the flawed system which votes on these awards, and that goes all the way, up and through to the Hall of Fame. I just don't like how it's done and how much juice the writers have, even though we're going to talk to a writer coming up a little bit later on in this hour, a good buddy in Noah Hiles. The point remains is, yes, more often than not, do they get these things right? I would say in the postseason awards, yes, MVP, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, Hall of Fame's a different can of worms that we could talk about. But, I mean, objectively speaking, I think you have to give at this point right now, if the season were to end today, the edge to Scooble over Skeens. He's been that good. Pirates are going to see him tomorrow against Heaney in the first of a twin bill. We're rained out tonight if you're just tuning us in. Talking baseball with you at 412-928-9370. But he has been spectacular. And what has led, especially, the last four starts, which I gave you the numbers, ran down the game log against Cleveland, Kansas City, the Chicago Cubs, and the Orioles. 30 2/3 innings, just one earned run, a .29 ERA, opponents hitting .197 against him. He's mixed up his pitches and his usage of them. So the Pirates, more than likely tomorrow, are going to see a sinker, which he's throwing almost twice as much in his last handful of starts than he did in his first 11. He was only throwing his sinker about just slightly under 25% of the time. He's up that usage. And I don't know if that's just opponent-specific or he's found something here and it's really with intent to extrapolate as much value as he can from one particular pitch. But he's throwing his two-seamer now 40%, and that's really a tectonic shift when we're talking about deploying your arsenal, and there wasn't much to really fix in the way of Scooble's game. But, Skeens has done a little bit of that, I think, when he came out of the gates. Early wasn't striking out as many people. We didn't see him hitting triple digits with the consistency that he did last year, just blowing the doors off of guys. We saw him almost pitching to contact, thinking that there was a philosophical shift in the Skeens game, and maybe the Pirates were tinkering here and part, it was perhaps, I think, to, you know, get a little deeper into games because, listen, when you strike out a lot of guys, your pitch counts are going to go up, undue stress, yada, 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 you know, trying to make it through 6 months, and you'd love to get some more efficient outs. I get that. But what we watched with Skeens, and maybe Skubal's doing this in many respects because, heck, he's been able to get extremely deep into ball games this year. He hasn't thrown over 100 pitches this year, in fact. 9-7, 7 2/3, 7 in his last four starts, and he's yet to throw over 100 pitches. And I think that, you know, Skeens was doing a little bit of that earlier in the year, and we've seen him, I'd say, in, oh, probably two out of his last three starts, maybe three out of his last four, where he has resorted back to the Skeens that we have come to really know and love, showing that true dominant self, blowing the doors off of guys. Whereas he was really throwing a lot of soft stuff, breaking balls, trying to induce some contact earlier in the count. I think that that was a twofold deal to, well, number one, to continue to evolve and to be unpredictable, to be making adjustments, to being proactive out there on the mound as opposed to being reactive, you know, seeing opponents a third, a fourth, or in some cases a fifth time out there. Skeens trying to basically be innovative, and he has the arsenal, he has the command of all the pitches to be able to do that, to be a chameleon in the sense that, okay, yeah, if I need to rear back and get a four-seam fastball at 102, yeah, I still have the ability, but maybe I'm going to start pitching backwards, I'm going to start using my breaking ball, the splinker. He's really fallen in love with this two-seam fastball that has been, I think, the big equalizer in Skeens staying ahead of the competition. Because he's not pitching the same way. If you go back and look at the sequencing and how he's attacking teams, he's doing things much differently and planning a whole lot of different thoughts in opposing hitters' heads, especially in the National League Central. And how he attacks a lineup one night versus how he attacks the opponents the very next start, they have been very different in the way that you look at the pitch usage. And I guess Skubal was doing a little bit of that here over his last three starts when we're talking about, you know, drastic increases in and basically doubling up on his sinker, his two-seam fastball versus his last 11 starts. And that's, you know, I guess the new trend among the elite of the elite. There's really no trends to pick up on. The unpredictability seems like it's one of the more in vogue inefficiencies to exploit. If you have six pitches, you know, you're not proportionately using them. I think we've seen that in baseball over the last handful of years, whereas you could see these drastic spikes in the usage among the most talented in the game. And that's, I guess, a really unique thing, a cool thing to see when you have the one percenters of the one percenters like the Tigers and the Pirates do with Detroit in Skubal and the Pirates with Skeens. Wanted to get into to those two guys. Unfortunately, they will not square off against one another. I like the fact that, you know, from a tactical standpoint, the Pirates are splitting this up because even if you do throw Skeens against Skubal, I'm not sure I like the Pirates' chances. I think we're looking at another 1-0 loss where the Tigers come away with that. And you know, you want to try to at least grab one game of the series after falling 7-3 last night. Pirates getting rained out this evening. They're playing a doubleheader tomorrow. You throw Skeens against Skubal. I think the likelihood of a three-game sweep, unfortunately, is going to happen. Whereas we don't know who Skeens will throw against in the nightcap of the doubleheader, which will be played here on The Fan at 5:40. You'll, I think, have a far better likelihood of stealing at least one of the three games that you play against baseball's best team, the Detroit Tigers. 47-27, Pirates, losers of their last three, trying to avoid a four-game skid, which would match Don Kelly's longest losing streak since he took over at the helm. Some news coming from the Pirates clubhouse, a promotion, Billy Cook. You'll hear from the newest bucko when we come back. He's really actually been fantastic for AAA Indianapolis, beating down the door for an opportunity. I'd like to see him play for as long as he can play, and I think it's going to be temporary with Brian Reynolds going on the paternity list. But if he comes up and he has immediate success, I think you do have a serious conversation in keeping him on the roster. We'll hear what he has to say, some adjustments that he's made to get to a really good spot. He's 26 years old. Was basically a quad A up and down guy when he was acquired at the deadline from the Baltimore Orioles. I think this is really a do your business or get off the pot deal with who they list as their number 18 prospect. He's 26 years old. Kind of speaks to the farm system when you have a 26-year-old who's ranked in your top 20. Be that as it may, this is, I think, a really important stretch and a time to give Billy Cook an opportunity and a look-see because, well, who else is standing in his way, number one? And secondly, 40-man roster spots are at a premium. And while he is tearing up AAA, if he has no real plans in your organization, you turn the page, you move on from him. Is he part of future plans? I think you can answer that question. Now is as good a time. The present is as good a time as any, as they say. I think that holds true with Billy Cook. Hear from him when we come back on the baseballless version of the North Shore Tavern leadoff show. Pirates and Tigers rained out tonight. They play a doubleheader tomorrow, but we're still talking Pirates baseball with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.